Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of An Echo in the Bone by Diana Gabaldon, narrated by Davina Porter and directed by Kathleen Gormley.
Prologue. The body is amazingly plastic. The spirit even more so. But there are some things you don't come back from.
See you so, Anian. True, the body's easily maimed, and the spirit can be crippled. Yet there's that in a man that is never destroyed.
Part 1. A Troubling of the Waters. Chapter 1. Sometimes they are really dead. Wilmington, Colony of North Carolina, July 1776. The pirate's head had disappeared. William heard the speculations from a group of idlers on the quay nearby, wondering whether it would be seen again.
"Nah, him be gone for good," said a ragged man of mixed blood, shaking his head. "The alligator don't take him, the water will."
A backwoodsman shifted his tobacco and spat into the water in disagreement.
"No, he's good for another day, two maybe. Them gristly bits what holds the head on, they dry out in the sun, tighten up like iron. Seen it many a time with deer carcasses."
William saw Mrs. Mackenzie glance quickly at the harbour, then away. She looked pale, he thought, and manoeuvred himself slightly so as to block her view of the men and the brown flood of high tide, though since it was high, the corpse tied to its stake was naturally not visible. The stake was, though, a stark reminder of the price of crime. The pirate had been staked.